views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show, everyone. I wish you much love as we go through such incredible transformations at this time. Now, lots going on. And first off, I want to send a lot of love and prayer to all in the world that need it right now, because it's necessary. And I just hold you up in love and light, and I send as much light and positive vibes there as I possibly can. I'm sending that in all parts of the world that need it. Now, what we're going to do today is have an angel power hour. We do this occasionally, you know, it's just to get you some information. I mean, I work with the angels. That's primarily my work when I'm doing intuition work. And I want to help you because it's obviously feeling like everything's spinning faster. Does time feel faster than it did before? Because it's speeding up. I mean, it does feel like that because of the transcending way we're moving into higher frequencies, and those higher frequencies spin faster, so to speak. And a quick way to explain that, it does feel like things are going faster. And, you know, does it feel like you're running out of time in the day to get things done? I want to remind everybody that it is doing that. There is an acceleration happening, but this is to bring in change. This change is very different from what you're seeing in the outside world. You're seeing all the third dimension world, like the third dimension frequency just kind of blowing up all over the place, you know, in craziness. That we've lived with for centuries. Now, what I'm talking about in this transformation time with higher energy is coming from within you, coming from within all of us individually. And it's an internal shift. It's an internal change. It's waking up and changing everything about the way we think, the way we approach things, the way we manifest. Manifesting is quite different now. If you feel like, whoa, I feel like I'm trying to operate a machinery that I don't know how to operate, it'll feel like that. But the best thing to do is get in there and practice. Work with the new tools that you have. Now, Michael has been very strong for the month of December, and he's all about the creative energy, new ideas, creative new approaches, thinking out of the box. He really is bringing in a lot of motivation for that for this month, because we need that right now. We need to know that we can create a new path for ourselves. We need to know we can do that within ourselves. A lot of people don't think they can. They don't think they can think creatively. Everybody has the ability to do that. They just may not believe that they can. And Michael really comes through strong, and he wants you to know that he's there, and he wants to help you do that. Now, we always have the lines open. If you want to call in, we'll do intuitive readings here during the show. Many readings. We try to keep it to one question per caller. We also have received a couple of email questions. And I want to put out that if you live in a different part of the country and you listen to the show on podcast, send your questions in to us, radio@jenroyster.com. That's radio@jennroyster.com. And we will answer the questions on the air. We will answer those on the air for you because, you know, we know a lot of listeners are out there in a different part of the world, and this way you can participate too, and you'll be able to get the podcast later and hear the answers to that. So we do have a couple of those that we'll use today during the show as well. And then, as always, I always have information for everybody that Michael wants to share. So this is about new life directions. The show is about creative new solutions to maybe old situations that just aren't working anymore. This is about diving in, not being afraid of a new path. It'll feel very unknown. You may find that you have to go learn something new. Maybe you need to study up on how to do something new. Don't hold back. This is not a time to hold back. This is a time to know that you're probably going to try something and have to do it a couple of times for it to work itself out. But don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to try. Michael is the overseer of your guardian angels, and everybody has a guardian angel. So he's kind of like the boss of those, if you want to look at it that way. But he oversees all the guardian angels everywhere. So he works with them, and he supports them. They support you. And I can't imagine a better time to be working daily with beautiful angels that bring us positive divine guidance and keep us lifted in times where we might be feeling like we're going into a sadness or feeling isolated or feeling like it's never going to shift out. I want you to know that they want to help lift you. There's lots of things you can do. And this time of year always seems to bring that as well. This time of year, sometimes, you know, just people feel a little bit more. You might be missing someone that has crossed over, things like that. But it's not to stay in that past and then hold on to the sadness. Your loved one wouldn't want that for you anyway. They want you to be happy, and they're happy when they see that you're living your life to the fullest. That's one of the most beautiful things you can do, to feel a connection with them. Now, today's show, like I said, we are moving forward. We're going to be focusing on positive energy, rejuvenating, uplifting energy, giving you a little hope if you feel like you're running out of it there, helping you know that you can get back up and keep going. And it's not, this is a time where you're going to realize how strong you are. You're looking for a new path, a new direction. Everybody seems to be feeling that right now. One of the most important things, and this is for all of us, that I really want to put out there right from the beginning, and I've been receiving this message now for a few months, is choose your intention. If you don't even know where to start, the first thing to do is with intention. You may not even know where you are. You say, I know I want something better. Then choose with intention happiness. You may not know the path to do. It may be about work or relationship. You may not know, I don't know how to resolve this yet, but my intention is to choose a healthy, happy life versus why is this always happening to me and it always being about somebody else's fault or what they're doing to you. One of the most powerful things we do in a shift is we redirect inward to resolve the problem. Solutions happen when we change the way we approach them. That's a powerful Einstein, you know, quote, you know, we can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. There you go. You're looking inward to resolve an issue you may be feeling is coming from outside of you or attacking you in some way. We want to take that part out of it, and we want to go where the power is. And that power is inside every one of you. That's where the angels want to help you feel comfortable. Now, if you have always avoided that internal, that inward search, and you don't like what you see in there, it might be time to be doing some house cleaning in there. Michael's a good one for that as well. He can help you clear out. He's great at clearing out toxic energy, toxic situations, what you need to leave behind, whether it's relationships, you know, the situation, a place, a belief, whatever that might be. He's great for that. Now, once you clear it out, you feel a little, I call it that blank canvas part of life. Like, okay, now that I've cleaned out the closet, now what do I do? Now we're looking to fill it with higher frequency positive vibrations that is going to take you into a new direction. And all I'm saying is, if you don't know where to start, start with a choice, with intention to choose. Intention to choose, that mindset, that thought, just claim it, choose it. I choose happiness. I choose a job that's more aligned with my purpose and my passions or what I love to do. I choose to be in healthy relationships that support me. Start there, because once you do that, you're being clear with the universe what you want. Now, don't worry about the details about it being out a certain way. That's one of the things I notice that can trip it up a little bit. If you start working with the intention, leaving the details out, whether it's like, I intend to have a healthy relationship, you know, leave out who the person is or who the people are or whatever that is. Leave that out right now. Start with the intention for the healthy part. And then let the angels guide you one step at a time to resolve and find the path to where what you really want. So sometimes we kind of cancel out what we're asking for by doing that, by trying to make it be a certain way. Our topic today is Angel Power Hour for new life directions. We're looking for creating and improving, succeeding, and solving problems. Archangel Michael is here for the month of December. Call in at 1-800-930-2819 for a mini reading. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Thank you.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Welcome to the show if you are a new listener. Today we are focusing on creative solutions and an angel power hour. So this is all about the messages and intuitive readings with the angels to help us find solutions and, you know, help us move forward. That's what we're all trying to do, is acclimate to this new energy. So they're there to help us, so why not? I can't imagine going one day without this amazing relationship that I have with them. They keep me going even when I feel down about something. They lift me right back up, and that's what I want them to be able to do for you. Now, we do have a caller. Is that right, Brian?
Yes, indeed we do. It's Shadonna from Virginia Beach, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hello, Shadonna. It's good to hear from you. How are you?
It's good to hear from you. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too. So what have you got going on?
Well, I first say thank you for the I choose and the intention statements, because I get tripped up on, I always think I have to be specific and ask for and know exactly what it needs to look like, be like, and, you know. Mm-hmm. So that helps me out a lot. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And just quickly on that one, it's really, I think for you, and I was feeling you actually about a week ago. It was really weird.
Oh.
I thought, what's she got going on? Something's up. And,
yes.
You know, and I stay out of your, I mean, I don't go like prying. Somebody actually said, are you spying on me? No, I'm not doing that. I just can feel people if I've connected with them before. Well, on choosing, sometimes when you were describing, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, sometimes you feel like you're being specific. Yes, when we listen to law of attraction, we're trying to be specific. However, sometimes we're trying to do step 10 before we do step 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And the choose is the easiest way to start, and then let it fall into place, and then it clarifies.
Okay.
Choosing, and I'm sharing that for everyone, so I'm glad you brought that up. So I wanted to jump on that, because when we choose, like, we want to be happy in a job, for example, now we're setting up and aligning. That is clear. We want a job we love and we're happy in. We may be thinking it's one way or the other, but if we get that out of the way, now it will move forward, and then it will clarify and define itself. And then that detail about what the job is will come into play in line with that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So I wanted to just say that. Thank you for bringing that up. So what else did you want to share?
Well, I love that you were thinking about me, because,
you had something big going on. You had a big surge of something going on about a week ago.
Well, it's the house thing. You know how I kept going back and forth. Like, I couldn't decide if I wanted to move out of state, if I wanted to. I was so indecisive about moving. I kept feeling it, and then I just got to a point where I just said, I'm just going to leave it alone. And then all of a sudden, I'm right back on that path, and it's starting to fall into place.
To move?
And yes. Just buying a house here, and it feels good. And then I start, of course, thinking about the specifics of it, like the money and da-da-da-da-da. And then I had to keep stopping myself and just saying, you know what? If it's meant to be, it's just going to fall into place. I'm just not going to worry about that part. I'm just going to go through the steps.
Right.
So that's and what that, I'm trying to do.
Yes. Okay. And that, you know, wow, you're just bringing up in divine timing what needs to be said right now, because what we're trying to learn how to do, all of us, is manifest in a higher frequency. And right now we feel like we're living in third, but we feel fifth and we feel fourth. And it's like, what is it? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different in the fifth than it is the third. And you did exactly with your intuition, your instincts kicked in, because you have that intention to move forward. You have that intention, that's clear. When you left it alone, then it came in. And that is it's kind of like that, because if we've got too much of our thoughts in it and we start trying, what happens is we have a tendency to start pulling, like you said, about the money or how this is and how that. Now we start letting in the frets and worries, and it drops the frequency.
Yes. And I don't want to do that.
Exactly. So when you
Because I got really excited, and then all of that came in, and then I felt myself pulling back, and I was like, no, don't do this. Stay excited, and if it happens, it happens.
Yes, and it's allowing it to unfold when you do that. So for you, that was a big hurdle back, a couple years ago for you, I think. Because I remember that being from a while back, because it was thinking and processing and needing to know all the details before you made a step.
Yeah.
And that is totally got to be feeling old school for you and for everybody else. I used to be like that way back too. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. And you know what? Instead of looking at when we try something and it doesn't work, look at that as, oh, okay. It's like you're in a labyrinth, and that's where you hit the wall and you turn around and try to find another way out. It's like, oh, no, wait. That wasn't going to work. Let me just try another direction. That's
right.
If we looked at it that way and lightened up on ourselves, okay, that didn't work. There's got to be another way. And just have that intention that you will find the other way. And then let it go. It's a practicing with that mind, like, okay, get your mind on something else. Go get busy doing something else. And then it helps, because you gave it to the universe, like, okay, that one didn't work. I'll try a different way. And those details will let me know what's going to happen here. And I'm saying all this in detail because I feel really drawn to do that in this show. And Michael is just like, boom, 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 boom. This is how you do it. Because when we try to do that mentally, we're not creating something new. We're trying to do the programming the way it was done before. Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yep. I got chills and everything. Yep.
Yes. Now, what else? You were going to add something else. And I'm sharing as you put that out, because you're hitting some very important points for the show today. So obviously you were supposed to call in. That was.
No, I think that's a lot of it. I just wanted to share that, you know, I feel that I'm finally, you know, getting to a place where I can just let it go, and I can see, you know, that when I do let it go, because it wasn't my intention to start the process of buying a house, it kind of just happened, and I like that it just happened, and so I kind of just, you know, I need to stop needing the confirmation that that's the right thing to do. I need to just allow it to unfold.
That's a good point.
You know,
very good point.
Because I always want to be like, is this right? Is that right? And I'm always afraid that I'm not making the right choices.
Right.
But I
know a lot of people can relate to what you're saying right now. We're going to feel like that a lot because it's so unknown right now.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing is the way it was. And we're learning every day. Every day. Oh, okay. Don't step there. You know, I relate it to, oh, wait, I kind of walk around the poo. You know, it's just sort of, it's sort of a thing that I do to lighten it up for myself. I'm walking my dog. It's like, okay, some people don't pick it up. And I'm thinking, don't walk there. Just make sure you're paying attention. And I use it with intent. I know I'm using dog poo to make a point. Sorry. But it's to lighten it up, because if we're just paying attention to our surroundings like they're brand new every day, even though we've always been in the same place or we're in the same, it isn't the same. It looks the same, but the experience is changing. Mm-hmm. So it's like waking up with that intention to be aware and pay and listen, not overthink it. Just know that when we go into that mindset or that mode, we're not trying to assume and make it happen a certain way. It breaks the old patterns of repeating the same way, which will help something creative in a new path come in. And that's going to happen with your house. That's going to happen with anything you do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's actually, to me, feels like a relief that it's going to be, it's easier than we're making it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I make it really hard because I then start thinking about, well, oh my God, what if I do actually get it? And then it's like, well, I'm worrying about all the negative things that can happen instead of focusing on all the positive things that can happen. So
absolutely. I you're doing great. When you said that you just went, okay, let me leave it alone, I smiled. I went, oh, she is on track. And with that, I have to go to break.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too. And thank you for calling in and wishing you a beautiful holiday.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're working with the angels today on an Angel Power Hour for new life directions, creative solutions to things we've been trying to move forward in. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is Angel Power Hour. We're working with Archangel Michael in particular, but all of the angelic realm, you know, if they come in, I just let it happen as it's going to happen. And this is about motivational energy to find solutions and creative pathways for new directions in our life today. That's the big, that's the theme of the month for December. It's revving us up, getting us ready for the big changes that need to come into our life to improve our life. We got all these frequencies coming in. Now, I'm going to go back and forth here. I'm going to take a email question that came in. And like I said, if you listen to the podcast, you can email your questions in at radio@jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. So these came in for the show today. This one is, and I'm going to abbreviate this a bit. This is from, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, from Kinjal. And the question is, when can I stable my mind, be happy, come out from sad memories, and focus on my present and future? Wow, that's pretty much probably how a lot of people are feeling. And thank you for sending that question in. Well, this is an energy of a lot of emotions that you're processing. And I asked Michael and Raphael to come in for you. And you're obviously going through a grieving period, the sadness, it's a loss of something, whether it's a person or something else. Grieving is healthy. There is a process to grieving that you need to allow yourself to do. And when we feel like we can't get the mind to focus, one of the things that I've found when I've gone through processes like this and my mind won't just stop is I just get busy and distracted. It's a conscious mind thing that not avoid, but just give it a break. Give it a break. Go do something busy work. I call it busy work. It can become an active meditation that can be very, very healing for you. For me, it's painting at the easel, or gosh, you can even do it with house cleaning or gardening or just taking a walk. I recommend that you find time to do something like that to just get your mind completely off all the things that seem to be overloading your mindset. Ease up and lighten up on how you're feeling deep inside, because I know the sadness is there, but you're not alone. Raphael wants to come in and just, the angels really want to come in and wrap you up in that. And please know that they're there. I can feel that for you. Michael can help cut away the toxic lower thoughts, the frequencies that are holding you back that you feel like that's keeping you attached to the past. I feel that you definitely want to reach out if you feel you're in over your head there. You want to reach out and not walk it alone. You know, sometimes we just need the extra support of a friend or someone that can, you know, lift you back up. And the last thing was, this is going to help you. Let Michael help detach. If you have to ask him every day, just ask him, please cut these sad thoughts from me. Just help me release it. You may have to do it a few times in a row. And then as you move forward, you know, this will help release you from the past and what's holding you. It's kind of like a brick anchored to you, just shackling you down. You'll start to find that, okay, I got to do that again. Let me just hit it again. It will keep getting better. And then your focus being on the present, the easiest way to do that is to focus on the breath going into your body. Just breathe and notice and be aware and feel it coming in and out of your body. It's a beautiful, simple thing that doesn't cost one dime that you can have. Everybody has a breath. And it can bring you into your present moment. It brings you into the now when you do that. And when you're in your now, you have all the power to change what's coming into the future. So once you do your breath, and you could do this and it only be like anywhere from 60 seconds to a couple of minutes. You don't have to do a long period of this. But just that awareness will help you bring you back to your present. And then once you're there, I would recommend doing, and I'm definitely getting this a little bit of a nudge from Raphael as well to heal the future that you're trying to carve out for yourself, is make that intention with choice. So yours would be, instead of I am sad, I am happy. I am healthy. And just, I am choosing to be healthy and happy. I am choosing to be excited about life. Whatever that is, choose it. Just choose it with intention that that's what you want. Bring yourself into the now and then do that. So that is the answer to that question that was an email question. Now, we're taking calls as well. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And that was a very good one because I felt that, you know, there's a lot of people feeling the overwhelm of so many things right now. And we do go through things that are tough, and we go through loss, and then we have a grieving process, and then we have to release that, and we have to take a step forward. So that process, take a break from the busy mind, and then take that moment to remember the breath coming into your body. That's your life force. That's recognizing and acknowledging, and it grounds you. It'll actually ground you into the physical because you're here. And then boom, now you're in a position to do something to move forward. And I love that. It's simple. It's just, it takes a couple of minutes and it works. Now, for those that feel that nothing ever works for them or they're always being attacked, I want you to think about the breath again. Think about the breath and bring yourself back to who you are. And with that one, it's a big choice of detaching from another person or another person's energy. Now, empathic people feel that a lot, you know. The thing that with, when we talk about empathic people, do you notice that that seems to be growing? And I wanted to address that quickly before we go to the next break. It's interesting because, you know, it used to be there was a few people sensitive. Actually, there's a lot more people sensitive than we realize, and we call it sensitive. I want to identify that a little bit more. I want you to know that that's a gift. That's a beautiful, beautiful gift within you. And we're learning how to use that incredible gift and open up that heart to feel and acknowledge and have compassion. And how do you know what love is if you don't feel? I mean, how do you know what that is? And love is the most incredible, powerful healer energy of everything. It is the energy that you want to be connected to. So, and then we have to learn, well, what is true, the true love? What is that? The unconditional love. And it's, you know, sometimes it's not what we think. It's not that physical experience we had with somebody. Or, wait a minute, it's conditional a lot here. You know, it's a lot of conditions. It's like, well, I'll love you if you do this, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that type. I'm talking about that divine love that is just, it will soothe whatever's going on in your soul. But we want to allow it in. That is the healing energy of energy healing. So I want everyone that's listening to this to know if you're in a position where, you know, financially, you know, you can't afford, you know, right now, or you're going through a situation, I'm giving you things that you can do that don't cost anything. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving you, I'm delivering that information to you. I want you to know that you have that available, but you have to be proactive to take it and receive it. That's really important. It's not just going to be, it's offered, it's available to you, but then it's up to you to choose it because nobody's going to make you take it. So you have to see it that way. You have to know that you have to do something for yourself. So that way, you're taking that with intention that you're going to receive love, and then love will fill you up. And it's a very healing elixir that everybody deserves. Now, we are working with Angel Power Hour for New Life Directions. We are working to discover creative ways to improve, succeed, and solve problems, find new ways for our life and move forward. Feel like we're actually out of that holding pattern. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And in this last segment, I have another email that came in yesterday. And this one is really one that can help all of us. You know, this is a big one. And we've got to try to bring ourselves back around when something negative or hurtful happens. The thing to do is get right back up, not get absorbed by that. So that's kind of an attachment thing. But let me read this. This email came in and this question came in from Chrissy. I've been working with a lot of negative women at my job who are constantly backstabbing each other and just recently are doing it to me now. It hurt because I would never do this to them. How do I deal with this situation when they are trying to get me in trouble? Whew. Yes. Okay. Now, a couple things. We have Michael here to help us. Now, let's go through this quickly. I'm going to go through this quickly because of time. But we want to shield up. We shield up to protect ourselves so new toxic energies can't continually come at us. And I just visualize a bubble around me and I put mirrors on the outside and it reflects back the energy. I do it to where it transmutes the energy in love. I send this to my higher self. I send it back to their higher self because that's their challenge to deal with. So I release myself of obligation or feeling responsible to fix it. That's the biggest thing that can trip us up, and we're not realizing that when we get caught up in what another person is doing or the way they're thinking or the way they're behaving. Because the way they're thinking and behaving is, I think Wayne Dyer said this, it's the best thing I've ever heard. Your opinion of me is not my business, is what he said, I believe. Something like that. And that is a great way to handle a situation like this, because that's not your opinion of yourself. That's not who you are. That is their choice to behave in that manner. So the thing that we want to do with the shielding is we're just shielding off to not absorb and connect and attach to others' opinions about what we're doing or what we are, because that's what's pulling your frequency and affecting you. That's what causes it to hurt. It hurts us because we're believing it. We're absorbing it. We don't realize that. It's like, no, I don't believe it. But in a deep internal way, we're letting it affect us. Then we've attached to it. So One of the things to do when you're working in a situation like this, when you're new at it, is, you know, shield up. You know, there's times where I have changed my shield from a round protective circle to a triangle, and I have every time, and I would visualize anything negative coming at me was like an arrow or some kind of, you know, something to stab and hurt me. It would hit that wall, that reflective wall, and I was like that intention, it just sent it straight up to the point of the triangle and just sends it right to the higher self. The higher self of the other person is who needs to be dealing with what they're doing, not yours, not you. So it is a detachment situation for you, and that would be the first priority. And then believing that you're not what they think. Now, that is the best way. I mean, attacking and trying to fix the way they behave, you know, that's just not going to work in this kind of thing because it's more of an energy thing. Now, I'm suggesting these couple of things that, you know, you just go and you do this and you start to stop. When you've got that protective shield up, now you've stopped the infiltration of a lot of toxic negative energy coming to you. I've worked with a lot of people that have had similar situations at work, and they've always come back and told me, wow, you know, that's working. That actually is working. And even people that don't even understand this, it's because they're thinking it and they're visualizing it, and your thought is the powerful energy behind this. So we don't send anything back. We don't return in retaliation or anything like that. We are sending it back in love to maybe help them grow and improve themselves. You know, it's not our business to try to fix them. We don't need to be attached to it, and we don't need to let it affect us and hurt us. But we have to kind of seal up a little bit on that. Now, that is the best thing that I can say quickly right now in a show to help you, because that's a situation you're going into every day. But if you're focusing, if you are constantly focusing on what they're doing to you, you're focusing on what you don't want. So this in turn would bring me back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. After you've cleared and shielded up, and you may have to come home every night and clear out, you know, clear your energy off, go with that intention that you choose happiness and peacefulness in your workplace, and you have great friends and connections. You know, just choose completely something different, even if it's not there yet. Just choose with intention. Work with that. Keep moving your thoughts off of what they're doing to what it is you actually want. And it's detach from it being about anybody else outside of you. That's the way to handle that. I've done that myself. I've had other clients that I've worked with that have done that, and they have said, yes, that works. And, you know, they just had to stay with it. It's a practicing a new way to solve that problem. Michael is absolutely there. Ask him to go with you to work every day. I wouldn't go without him if I was in that situation. Just have him shield up and watch your back every day. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been listening to the show. It went fast. Wow, it went fast. Please come over and visit at the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. If you need an uplift or something to work to connect with your guardian angel, I have a great meditation over there that's free that you can download. It's one of the most popular ones over there, and it's about connecting with your guardian angel. And you can find that in the meditation section over on the website. I say go over and grab it. Your guardian angel is there because it's the guardian. He's your guardian. So let them do that for you. Let them into your life. Let, you know, work on that relationship with them and connect with them. And honestly, you won't feel so alone. And when you run into these kind of situations that challenge us in life, you'll know someone's got your back, someone you can trust. That's what I want to leave with you. This has been one of my favorite. I love working with angels. I honestly do. They inspire me every day. They're teaching me something new continually right now. Everybody's going through this big change. I want you to know the big change is a positive change. It's coming from within inside you. It's not something you're going to read in the news. It's coming from within inside you. And all of us, it's like a light from within is going to come out and just be this amazing light all over the world. Go with a choice. Start there. Use intention to choose what you want and then take it from there. Don't try to skip too many steps ahead. That is one of the easiest ways to get there. Ground yourself and know that you're loved, and work on, you know, loving yourself. Look at that self-care and that self-love that you do for yourself. Make sure you have time for that. Our bodies are changing continually to work with the higher frequencies that our souls are rising us to. So let it work together. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.